So, you have that new tattoo. You love it and want it to heal quickly, properly, and look as good in 20 years as it does right now, right? Then there is probably one question going through your mind. What is the best aftercare procedure to accomplish this? Welcome to the Proper Tattoo Aftercare Podcast. Stay tuned as we explore this question and get down to the absolute best aftercare procedure for your new body art. I personally have been tattooed at least 7 different times by 5 different artists. Each artist gave me different aftercare instructions. Over the years, I have discovered I'm not the only one to hear these different opinions. It is a very common occurrence, and there doesn't seem to be a standard set of recommendations used by every tattoo shop. When the tattoo is finished, the receiver is left with an open wound that forms a scab. Taking this into consideration, one would think the aftercare procedure would be based on a medical recommendation, not the opinion of an individual tattoo artist or shop owner. I have heard artists say to start using a dye and fragrance-free lotion like Lubriderm or Eucerin immediately after you remove the bandage. Others have said to use Vaseline. To start out our investigation, we spoke with several different tattoo artists. Most wouldn't allow us to record the interview, but this is what Jen, a veteran tattooist, had to say.
Hey, this is Jen from Serenity Tattoo. I've got 16 years of experience. I'm going to give you some information on tattoo aftercare. Wash your tattoo with antibacterial soap, such as Dial or something comparable. Hand wash only, no scrubbing. Air dry or dry with a white paper towel. And then apply your thin layer of ointment, A&D preferably, or Bacitracin. Don't want to use Neosporin Plus because it draws the ink out. Apply the ointment 4 times daily. Use ointment for 3 to 4 days and then switch to an unscented lotion, such as Aveeno or Lubriderm, applying as much as 4 to 6 times a day. Flaky scabs may appear. This is completely normal. Do not pick at or itch. If tattoo itches, slap lightly. I know it sounds funny, but it does the trick. And no chlorinated swimming pools, tanning beds, or jacuzzis for at least 3 to 4 weeks will greatly sustain the life of your tattoo.
We felt we should get the opinion of a medical professional and see what they have to say about the matter. So I spoke to Melissa, an RN, and this is the advice she gave.
My name is Melissa Ellsbury. I'm a registered nurse, and I work in the emergency room. So I am fairly proficient at cleaning and caring for wounds and instructing people to do so. It's a fair amount of my job. And over the years, things have changed in wound care. And the latest research shows that the best way to clean a wound, what's most important is the length of time a wound is cleaned for and not necessarily what you clean the wound with. Therefore, the latest research is showing that it's best just to clean a wound with warm water and soap and your hand than scrubbing at it or using anything like alcohol or betadine or peroxide. So the best way to care for your tattoo after you've received it is to leave it covered for at least 3 hours and remove the dressing, then clean the area with warm water and soap, apply some A&D ointment. The reason you're applying the A&D ointment is to provide a barrier between the open wound and the environment. You're trying to keep the wound bacteria-free. And you can't keep it covered all the time with a dressing. It's much better to leave it to air and cover it with some A&D ointment. This provides a barrier between you and the environment and all the germs. However, it is important that you still clean the wound twice a day. Again, warm water and soap to remove the ointment, clean the wound, and then reapply the ointment. It's important that you apply the ointment because this, again, is the barrier between you and all the germs on your clothes, your hands, and the environment.
After lots of research on the net and speaking with our professionals, I think the answer becomes a little bit more clear. 1. leave the bandage on for 3 to 5 hours after receiving your tattoo. 2. After you remove the bandage, wash it with a very mild antibacterial soap, using your fingers only, no cloths or loofahs. Do this at least 2 times per day, and more if you can. 3. After washing, apply a very thin coat of vitamin A and D ointment to the tattoo. There is no need to use a lot. A little bit goes a long way. 4. Once the scabs are completely gone, which is about 4 to 5 days, you can then start using a lotion that is free of dyes and fragrances to keep the skin soft and pliable, but only if you feel the skin is dry and really needs the moisture. 5. Gimmicky lotions like Tattoo Goo are not bad, but also not necessary and not worth the extra price tag. Some things to avoid. 1. Poly or Neosporin, because of the high risk of an allergic reaction. 2. Cloths, loofahs, or any other type of scrubbing. 3. Do not scratch it. Slap it if the tattooed area itches. 4. Stay out of chlorine pools and hot tubs, as well as keep the tattooed area out of the sun for at least 3 to 4 weeks. If you follow these instructions, you should have a tattoo that looks wonderful even 20 years from today. Thank you for listening. We hope you have found this information helpful. Keep an eye out for future episodes of our Body Mod podcast series when we take a look at proper piercing aftercare. This has been a Team 6 production. Team 6 is Herman Davis, Nick Bergren, and me, Michael Shireen.